Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Trevor Sikkema coming up in about 40 minutes here. We'll get his thoughts on, are the Browns one of the worst or better rosters in the NFL? We're really just going to ask him, are the Browns one of the three worst rosters in the NFL? I was just couching it because I'm a coward. But we'll also get his thoughts on whether he likes Shador for the Browns more now that he slid to the fifth round there. And Real Sour 12 asking, did he miss the results of the scratch-off tickets? Have you guys missed it? Was that yesterday? Was that 2 days ago?
That was 2 days ago.
All right, so 2 days ago, in the 5 o'clock hour, I went downstairs to get my lottery tickets, and one of our sales guys, Dustin, was down there, and he had played the same lottery tickets like three or four straight times, and they're $20 ones. He hadn't hit on them, and so I, out of sheer spite, bought the rest of the roll, which was four tickets, and I was like, this again. And Dustin called. He's like, you're gonna win. You're gonna win like $500. You're gonna win $1,000. You're gonna win $25,000. Because of course, that's how it happens. I won $30.
Well, you lost 50.
Yeah. No. I won 30.
You lost 50.
I would like to. I think people, when you win on a lottery ticket, you think about what you won, not what you lost.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how the game is played.
I forgot to tell Dustin about it, too. I saw him downstairs, and I was going to tell him about it because you hadn't. I'm sure you didn't text him and tell him that you.
No, I did see him yesterday, and I told him, and he didn't get as much satisfaction out of my failures as
okay.
I would have liked.
I like that reaction, because this should just be all of us against the state lottery, should it not?
No.
This isn't the Hunger Games. This isn't every man for themselves. This is us against the lottery.
No, like with I said this the other day.
I mean, you sniped his ticket. There's no debating that.
Yeah,
he was going to go back and buy another ticket. You sniped his ticket.
Yeah.
But once you were in line and he didn't make that move, guess what? We got to root for you now.
No. It's me versus everyone, because I, like, there are certain people I want to win. If you played, I'd want you to win, right? I'd like more for your family. My mom wins. I said the other day, if my mom won like the $80 million tonight in the Mega Millions, I'd weep. I'd cry for her. I'd be so happy for her, because she deserves something like that in her life for everything she's gone through in her life, including raising and putting up with me. But no, I don't like when I see somebody walk out and they're like, I just won $5,000. I hate him a little bit.
Oh, you hate him? Yeah. Why?
Because it's not me getting the $5,000.
Even if you didn't buy the ticket at all, you were just in the vicinity, and this person comes out running and is like, I just won $5,000 on a scratchy lotto. This is the greatest thing ever. You're just like, you SOB.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Yeah. No, screw off, friend. Actually, no, we're not friends. Here, okay, for instance, there's a guy who won the $167 million Powerball last weekend.
Is this the one that got arrested three days later?
He just got arrested.
I saw that story.
For assaulting a police officer. Yeah. I'm like,
well, he assaulted a police officer.
I'm like, Lord, if you had given me that money, I'm not out here punching cops. I'm out here, hey, Mr. Policeman, I'm feeling good today. Here's $500. I'm just handing out $500 randomly to people. I'd be so much better at winning the lottery than most people.
Is that a version of hell? You know, winning the lottery and then being sent to jail like 3 days later. I don't know how long he's going to go to jail for, but let's say you're like 65 years old and you get like a 30-year prison sentence for something that happened before you won the lottery, and then you won the lottery, and then you're in jail and you can't spend any of it except for, like, you know, commissary.
No,
like,
you can,
sweet. You got you, a lot of
you can spend some of that to buy protection. Now we're talking.
Well, you fill up everyone else's commissary, I guess.
Well, not
you'd
everyone.
Still have, you'd have
few,
people attacked.
A few key people, yeah. You know, a couple people who protect you from certain other people. Yeah, absolutely.
Man, I think what we've learned today is me and you just, we view prison just very, very differently, don't we?
I understand the game, and I think you yeah. I think you would be out on an island, and it would not be good for you.
I'm not disagreeing with me being out on an island in prison.
Now, that being said,
no part of that is a disagreement.
I want to go ahead and make a very special announcement here. Our very own Jake Murrin is going to his very first hockey game tonight. Jake, tell the people, come on, because we have a few particulars we got to get to with this, yes?
Yeah, so like you said, Nick, going to my very first hockey game tonight, the Cleveland Monsters in a playoff game at Rocket Arena.
That is a good way to start it, by the way. In the playoffs.
Yeah, going
to
be a rowdy atmosphere.
And like if you go to like a random AHL, you know, minor league hockey game, you just never know. Like, is it going to be a good game? What's the crowd going to be like? Those crowds can fluctuate. A playoff, any level of playoff hockey, it could be.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
High school playoff hockey. And I'm telling you, there's gonna be some energy there.
Jake,
we like this.
You're going to take my advice tonight or no?
I think I have to, Jonathan, because I don't know anything about hockey. And if I sit there sober, I'm not going to know what's going on in front of me.
My advice is just get drunk.
Yeah, you won't know if you're drunk either, but it'll be more fun that way.
Yeah, for sure. I know nothing about the sport. I don't even know who the Monsters are playing tonight. I'm just going for the experience. And yeah, I mean, it's my first postseason game I am attending as a fan. It so happens to be hockey, a sport I've shown no interest in my entire life.
I think this is the beginning of a hockey hooligan. It only takes one game. It really does. I went to one hockey game when I was in sixth grade. And guys, I go back a couple times a year. I've been out to Chicago for the Hawks game. So, like, this is how it starts.
I would say don't.
I agree.
Don't get drunk and ask him to ride the Zamboni, though. Okay, like you got to be careful. Remember where you are.
I actually think the question here is: have you let your wife know that you're planning on doing the drinking?
So I haven't, and I don't know how I break that news to her because we have one car because she's driving up here with my brother-in-law and sister. We're going to the game together in a group of four. So she doesn't love driving my car home, but you know she might have to tonight.
You worked a long week. Just tell her, just lay it out for her simply. Like, this is what's going to happen. Now, remember, in between the second and third period, Jake, they do throw stuffed animals on the ice. So make sure you bring your stuffed animal tonight to throw on the ice, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a stuffed animal to do that, but I'm also learning about that for the first time.
Bring the stuffed animal. And then in between the second and third periods, everyone throws the stuffed animal on the ice. And it's hundreds of stuffed animals all on the ice. It's a fantastic time. Nick, tell them about the stuffed animal tradition.
I don't do that crap. No. I'm there for beer and hockey. All right? None of the tomfoolery.
There is no stuffed animal tradition.
Yeah, that. We could still sell the fight.
You weren't selling the fight. You gave up on the fight.
No, I think you gave up on the fight.
I had to. You high-roaded it.
Man, you just bailed at the easiest possible moment.
I think you guys both believed that was an actual thing, and neither one of you guys wanted to touch it.
I totally thought it was real.
You see,
look what you did.
I wish you would have played along. We would have had Jake there with this stuffed animal ready between the second and third periods to drunkenly throw it on the ice. You probably would have got kicked out of the game.
I would have texted my wife to buy a stuffed animal on the way to Cleveland just for us to do it.
Why did you kill the bit?
You killed the bit.
I was focusing on many of things right now. Jake, so
classic bit killer. Nick
I don't
Wilson.
Know if we actually should do this because Keith is texting us, so I don't know if this is a real bit or not. Why don't you Google real quick who the Monsters are playing tonight, and then tell us just in case anybody out there, if you want tickets to the game, you want to know, get some details for the people out there.
Okay, Nick, I'll do it right away. Right on it, Nick. Can't wait to tell you that answer, Nick.
By the way, that is a very bad version of... Mac just raised his eyebrow. You want to do it, Mac?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Wait, I'll do it. I mean, come on.
I like that. Somebody...
You need a volunteer? I'll do it. I have no idea who they're playing tonight.
I can see that they're playing the Rocket, but I can't see their city.
It's great radio.
I don't know who they're playing, and I can't find it.
Big thanks to the assist here.
Is it
for...
Lavelle Rocket?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know.
You're the one looking at it.
Now, what is funny to me is that it's the Monsters versus Rocket at the Rocket. So advantage goes to the Rockets, you would think, in the scenario, right? You're playing at the arena named after you.
I do think the Rocket won game one.
Rocket always wins. All right. Well, good luck there. I'd make sure she knows before she drives up. That's what I would say. Or just don't tell her. Yeah, no in between. Either you tell her, honey, I hope you know it. I hope it's okay. You're going to drive us home tonight. I'm going to get my drink on. Or you just let her figure it out as you just pound like three beers the second she gets there.
Yeah, I think not telling her is the way to go.
I like this.
No, that's not the way to go. You got to give her a little bit of a heads up.
I've been married longer than you.
Yeah, I know. But, you got to give her a little bit of a heads up. Send her a text now. Say, I'm thinking about having some beverages tonight.
Some beverages. But don't let her in on the plan until she sees the master working.
Yeah, she doesn't have to know you're going to turn into Bert Kreischer tonight. Just let her ease into it.
This great hockey radio brought to you by Keith Britton. Now, the Browns quarterback debacle coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Keith, watch out for Keith.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.